Well, hey, family, and welcome to Coffee and Kathy. This is Steph from the Grief to Great Day podcast. You're listening to our weekly devotional episode. Now, Kathy, she was the sister of one of my best childhood friends. Each year in the summer, she would tag along when we went swimming or skateboarding, and in the winter, it was sledding. Now, some days that was okay, but some days we didn't want the little sister to hang around. Now, as we all grew up and I moved to North Carolina, I saw very little of her. Then, in 2021, over 4 decades after those summer and winter activities, I heard that not only had she become a children's pastor and lived in Guatemala teaching missionary children English, but she had also gotten cancer. She returned to the States. Her sister began caring for her, but within a couple of months, at the age of 50, she died. Now, what I learned after that made me really sad that I didn't know her better as an adult. See, God wasn't a part of her life. He was her life, and her impact on others was great. These weekly devotionals are a way for you to get quiet, grab some coffee, tea, or a green smoothie, and just listen as I read from Kathy's blog entitled Learned Along the Way. She was incredibly wise, funny, and a fully committed Christ follower. Grief, you know, the thing you're going through right now, it is the hardest thing you'll ever face, so don't let anyone ever diminish that. But let's also not diminish the power of God's word and the transformational healing he will do in your life. I'm a living testimony of going from pitiful, what I defined as brokenhearted, years of tears, angry at God and the world, overwhelmed and confused, to powerful, what I defined as peaceful, joyful, and strong in my trust, hope, and faith in God. You're not alone, and your day does not have to be your forever. Oh, I'm so glad you're here today. So all you need to do now is be still and just listen. What the rain brings. Small shoots of green peeking above rich, dark earth. This should delight my gardening heart. And it would if there were evidence of the bulbs I had planted just a few weeks ago. But they are not. Instead, they are the stalwart beginnings of dandelions and sorrel, steadfastly pushing their way back to the top of the earth so that they can flourish in the spring sunshine. But I just pulled those weeds out last week. Only I didn't. I didn't pull them out, roots and all. Instead, I took my hoe to the patch of weediness, chopped them up into smaller bits, and then I covered the chopped bits with mulch and said, "Good job, gardener." And then came the rain and the weeds popping up all over again. Because that's what rain does. It brings to light what is truly planted just beneath the surface. In all my vehement hoeing, I neglected to take out the roots of the weeds. And even though I was zealous, I was not careful and absolute. And when the rains came, they showed my labors for what they were. Wow, how like my life. When the sun is shining and my circumstances are all I think they should be, it's easy to disguise the true contents of my heart. I may pretend to vehemently chop at the sin of my heart, the secret thought patterns and ideas that don't please God with the hoe of words. I may acknowledge their existence, but I do not root them out, taking the time and doing the work of introspection and taking every thought captive of falling on my face before God in true repentance. I don't pull the weeds. And when the rains of negative circumstances fall, out they pop. The word I would never use spews out at the driver who cut me off. That repeating refrain of worry creeps out when an unexpected bill comes in the mail. The siren song of self-pity sings to me as I compare myself to that other girl and find myself lacking, or even worse, better off. The rain of my circumstances brings to light the true nature of my heart. How much better off would I be if I had just pulled those weeds in the first place? Time in the Word, time spent in prayer, time filling my heart with things above. This is the active work of pulling weeds. so that the next time it rains, I reap only the benefits and not the weeds.